عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We continue with the discussion on this great Sahabi رضي الله عنه. So he tried to catch up for what he had lost out on with exertant efforts, and he would combine the efforts of the night and the day to catch up with the others. He devoted himself totally, and he studied and he learned like one thirsty person coming to a sweet pond. Allahu Akbar, how he reached such a level? Because he strove. He used to always say, as he used to enter the masjid, he used to read and he used to teach, and then he used to say, Al-Qari'u wal-Mustami'u sharikani fil ajr. The one that reads and the one that listens attentively, both share the great rewards that we acquire for serving the Qur'an. It's mentioned in Siyar wa'alam al-Nubala that Hazrat Abu Darda said, لو أنسيت آية, if I forget one verse and I don't have anybody to teach it to me except one who's very far away in another far off town, إلا رجلا ببرك الغماد, I would exert myself in traveling to him to learn that ayah of the Quran Kareem. This was his thirst to learn. Allah give us all that love to acquire the knowledge of Allah's deen. He loved those learning the hadith and the deen. He would actually say to them, مرحباً بأحبتي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Welcome to the beloveds of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. When narrating the hadith, his wife Hazrat Umm al-Darda said that he would smile. So I asked him one day, what if people, you know, despise you for that or mock you because you're narrating a hadith and you're smiling? He said, I heard Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم narrate hadith, and he would smile when narrating the hadith. يُحَدِّثُ حَدِيثًا إِلَّا تَبَسَّمَ فِي حَدِيثِهِ. Subhanallah, he narrates so many hadith, more than 179 hadith. There's a report of Hazrat Abu Darda from so many. Let's narrate something of his hadith he heard from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there's nothing weightier in the scales of the believer on Judgment Day than good character. ما من شيء أثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامة من حسن الخلق وإن الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء. And Allah despises those who are vulgar and disrespectful in their words and action. Allah save us. There's an amazing dua Hazrat Abu Darda narrates, which is in Tirmidhi as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the dua of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam was, oh Allah, I ask you for thy love and the love of those who love you. And Allah, I ask you for those actions, the tawfiq of those actions that will grant me and reach me to the level of your love. And oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my own life and soul, and more beloved to me than my family, and more beloved to me than cool, cold water. Meaning something so pleasurable and needed and enjoyable. Make your love more beloved than all of that. Subhanallah. And his amazing way in correcting people was so amazing. He one day sees youth mocking, despising a young man. And so Hazrat Abu Darda advised them to speak nicely to him. And then he spoke to him nicely in a manner that the youngster was prepared to change. But then they asked him, don't you hate him? He says, no, I don't hate him. I detest his action. As for himself, he's my brother. And then he said, when your brother perpetrates some crime or makes a mistake, help him against shaitan and not shaitan against him. Subhanallah, how wise in bringing a change into others was the method and the strategy of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. He would even say that if a friend or brother of yours has changed in his way and has become, you know, wrongful, sinful and crooked in his actions, don't denounce him. Because no matter who your friend is, he'll sometimes go crooked, but other times will come straight. So this was his words about having hope in people. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu.
And he started memorizing the Quran, learning the Quran, going deep into its understanding. And he would not give any time for anything else as far as the world is concerned. He says, today I wouldn't even like me to have my store right by the door of the masjid without missing a salah with congregation and acquiring so much of profit. He says, you might say, why? He says, I'm not saying Allah made bay' commerce and business haram, but I want to be from those who business nor trade keep them away from Allah's deen and Allah's remembrance. So obviously what we learn is even one who does business can also be from that category, but Hazrat Abu Darda wants to be from the top of the list, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Not only was he a man of knowledge and great effort, he was also, ascetic. He had actually turned away and denounced the world totally. This was his level. He sufficed himself with very little. Even the garments he wore was very, very simple thereafter. One day, years later, a group of people were traveling, and it was a cold night, and he served them, but he didn't have much of or many blankets to help them or to grant them. So one of them actually went to him and asked, "Do you have anything to cover?" Abu Darda radiallahu anhu didn't even have that. So then the man was actually shocked. He says, "Don't you have anything in your home?" He says, "You know, there's another home there, and we continuously send everything there, and that's where our returns are definite and forever." Then he says to the man, "Have you understood?" He says, "Yes, yes, I have understood." This was the level of the iman and the sacrifice of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He wasn't there for Badr, but interestingly, there's reports that mention in Uhud, when Muslims were facing a severe setback after the position was neglected, because there was a misunderstanding that the expedition has now been completed and Khalid bin Walid then finds this gap and attacks the Muslims from the rear. Allahu Akbar. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to resolve that issue, and he strove, and he, alhamdulillah, he sacrificed greatly. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "Defend those on the mountain," and he went and he managed. Alhamdulillah, he became a means of protecting many Muslims. But yes, many had passed on and became shaheed. There's a report that even mentions, what a horseman is Uwaymir. Oh, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said, what a man is Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As far as his ilm and knowledge is concerned, subhanallah, he used to spend all his time learning Allah's deen. And even when it came to him traveling to other areas, teaching Allah's deen, subhanallah, he was ready. He was ready to go. He never wanted to have a position of governorship, but he always wanted to teach Allah's deen. Just before the time of, before the expedition of Khandaq, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Salman Farisi was liberated. And he was also involved in the Muslims defending Medina Munawwara. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam created a pact of brotherhood between Abu Darda and Salman radiallahu anhuma. And subhanallah, this brotherhood stood through the test of time. They were so close, Allahu Akbar. They always cared for each other, encouraged each other, wrote to each other. Hazrat Salman and Abu Darda, the two very, very wise men. When Islam was spreading greatly in the lands of Sham, Hazrat Muawiyah wrote to Hazrat Umar, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu sent Hazrat Abu Darda. There's a report that say Hazrat Umar wanted Abu Darda to be the governor. So Hazrat Abu Darda responded, "As for going to teach Allah's deen, striving for Allah, inviting to Allah, I'm prepared to go. Not to take a position of leadership." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu agreed and accepted that at least go and do that, and you will support and guide those who are in leadership positions. There's another report that Hazrat Muawiyah wrote to him, to Hazrat Umar, asking for people to teach the deen of Allah. So Muhammad bin Ka'b al-Quradi says, Allahu Akbar, and these Sahaba, Hazrat Mu'adh, Ubadah bin Samit, Ubay bin Ka'b, Abu Ayyub, Abu Darda, they were the senior leading teachers of the Qur'an al-Kareem during Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu's khilafah. So when Yazid bin Abi Sufyan, Hazrat Yazid radiallahu anhu wrote to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu that people are coming into Islam in abundance, and there's a great need for those to teach them Qur'an and deen. مَنْ يُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْقُرْآنَ وَيُفَقِّهُهُمْ. Help me, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, with those who will teach them. Hazrat Umar called these five and said that the people of Sham are in need of teachers of the Qur'an and the deen. Help me. May Allah reward you all. I need three. If you all want, you all can cast lots. Otherwise, three can get ready. They said there's no need to cast lots. They responded, Hazrat Abu Ayyub is of senior age.
he's very old, as well as Ubay ibn Ka'ab, who is not well. We are ready. Hazrat Mu'adh, Hazrat Ubadah, Hazrat Abu Darda, radiyallahu anhum. Hazrat Umar instructs them. Start in Hims. You'll find different kinds of people there. Those who learn quickly, those who take time. Assist the situation, start all of you all there. When things get underway, then one should stay there, the second should go to Dimashq, and the third to Palestine. They started there at Hims. When they established a system there, Hazrat Ubadah bin Samit continued there, Hazrat Abu Darda went to Dimashq, and Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal went to Palestine, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal sometime later passed away in Palestine, and Hazrat Ubadah continued there. But Hazrat Abu Darda remained teaching in Dimashq for the rest of his life, striving for Allah and teaching for Allah. He taught many, many of the Tabi'een, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The very, very senior Qurra of that time were all the students of Hazrat Abu Darda and these Sahaba Kiram radiyallahu anhum.
Inshallah, we'll continue with the discussion with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.